I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The situation the Browns are in December just really strikes of like, okay, where do you go from there? If you are competing for the playoffs, which could mean you're like the 8th or 9th seed, all right, that's a very specific point. If you're kind of in the middle of the pack, meaning you could be the 3rd pick in the draft, you could be the last playoff spot, we kind of left that open because it is a wide kind of span of where they're going to be and where they could be.
Well, and December, too, I mean, that's the part of the season, like last year, for instance, where they were like, all right, we got to wave the white flag. The final 3 games are now they now go to DTR, and we're playing for the number 1 overall spot. Like, there's a lot that hinges on that. I love the fact that we're having the convo, because the fact that we're having the convo means that it's just not, the season is just dead and buried.
Well, and I think it's been interesting. Like, I feel renewed with talking about the Browns. Listen, there were a few professional reasons why last year was hard. All right? I snorted.
You snorted.
All right? Obviously, the show was going through a lot of change, and football season was kind of the epicenter of that. But, I mean, guys, it was really tough to have the Deshaun conversation because there was really never any element to where you could bring levity to it. Because every time you tried to do that, it somehow got even more serious. There's no really joking around about Deshaun because it's just been such a publicized and scrutinized, and Browns fans are so frustrated. And it's funny because I'm back to where, as a Browns fan, that I normally am, which is I think I've got a pretty realistic like thought of where they are. I'm not really that angry at them, mm-hmm. right? Like, there's not like the well of anger that there was the last 2 previous years. And I'm kind of excited just to see how it goes, even though I think it's going to go a specific way. And it's been interesting to me, you know, there are certain things like the Shador thing just doesn't tax me at all. I'm very intrigued now that he's a 5th-round pick. I think it's really exciting. I think it's really cool. I don't give him a lot of chance to do it, but hell, let's go see. Even Dylan Gabriel, like,
low stakes attached to each one of these players that you're bringing up too. Like, it's kind of nice.
And I think, like, listen, I do think there are pressures on the Browns. I think there's pressures on Stefanski, and there's pressures on Andrew Berry. Like, there's pressures on the organization. They are also trying to build a new stadium and get public support for that down yonder in Brook Park. And so much of that relies on, is the team any good? So, like, there is pressure on the Browns, but the kind of pressure that there used to be with, like, whether it was the Baker Wars into Deshaun and everything that came into Deshaun's failure, that's gone. And I'm so relieved. I'm enjoying our Browns conversations so much more this time of year than
than
I did last year or the year before, certainly.
Well, and you know I'm jazzed up about all this. Like, I got excited by the idea that next week we're going to have 3 different sessions that the media can watch, and we can go through the throws and what happened and didn't happen. But the Baker side of that, so we did. We got in the mud with it with the Baker Wars, and everyone had their side, and then Deshaun Watson brought a whole other thing into the equation. Shador is doing that a little bit, but it's just not to the same degree, because if you just think Shador stinks, The Shador supporters aren't going to turn around and yell at you and say you're wrong because you got no leg to stand on right now. Meanwhile, on the other side of it, you can just always revert back to, oh, he's a fifth-round pick. Don't take it so serious.
And can I just say, I do think, like, the Miles thing is the one thing right now that I think is irritating me to a point that I will yell about the Cleveland Browns. Other than that, which is just this dance, and it's really about the dance between Miles and the Browns, and it's just, it's kind of a phony off. He needs to be a better leader, but now we're not going to focus on that. Now we're not going to hold him accountable in public and this kind of stuff.
Wait, are you mad at the Browns or are you mad at Miles?
Yes, I'm irritated by both parties.
When he shows up next week, obviously you'll be in the cabin.
I'm going to be so happy.
You're going to be gone. Would there be anything he would be able to say that would be able to alleviate your anger?
No. I need a long term of Miles.
Give you a fun recap of Japanese anime con?
Well, now that might be the thing that gets me right back in there. I'd be like, you know what? Now I get it. Now I get why he didn't want to be at voluntary OTAs and be just the leader.
He's like, you don't understand. They had a special edition Charizard.
And I'd be like, oh, Charizard, man. Like, wait, he's the GOAT, right? Like, what are you going to do?
I have no idea.
Is that your only frame of reference for anime?
That's all I got. Is that Mac, even considered anime?
Mac, what would be like something? Because Mac is the anime? Leading anime correspondent on the show. What would be like a anime thing that Miles could say that would blow our minds next week?
That he got footage for season 3 of Solo Leveling.
Worth it. Listen, worth you want to talk about clout in this town? It's a season 3 of, is it
a
Solo
preview?
Leveling?
A preview?
Solo.
Solo? What is
you're
it?
You're Miles Garrett.
Solo Leveling.
Solo Leveling.
Why can't you just get like an actual preview of the whole entire series or movie, whatever this is?
That's true. That would take it one level farther if you saw all of season 3, a preview.
They say that some like actors and actresses, as long as they do the screening in their house, they get advanced access to a lot of the movies that come out. Why can't he have that same access?
I bet you he does.
Right?
I mean, he went to Japan during Anime Con.
Probably why he went.
I mean, he's basically I have no comp for it. I was going to be like, he's McConaughey for Texas football. And it's not even close. I have no reference of anime, but I'm sure it was great. I'm sure it was Rokugan. Isn't that a thing that you do? Isn't that a thing?
Roku?
I have no idea.
We're just going to say all the things we think we know. Hey, think Dragon Ball Z. How about that?
Yeah. What's another name that I could drop in the anime?
Goku. Goku was one of them.
That's what I was saying. That's where I was trying to go.
Oh, yeah. Roku was like the Roku Fire Stick. Yeah.
I mean, I had one of the sounds necessary.
Yeah,
had one of the three sounds. All right, Mac, if I want to talk up Miles, build this bridge to friendship back with Miles again, what anime nonsense should I talk to him?
You can definitely ask him about One Piece.
One Piece?
Yes.
Like a bathing suit?
That the name of the anime is One Piece.
Okay, what's it about? Is it about One Piece?
Yeah, what's One Piece's specialty?
Yeah.
Like Goku's got the hair.
Yeah.
You remember the hair? What is One Piece's thing?
So
the Merkin?
One Piece is all about a group of pirates, basically.
Oh.
And trying to be the king of the pirates.
Oh.
No, this is making me angry. As we discuss this, I'm like, Miles went for a bunch of pirates? He went to play fictional pirates. These things. What are we doing here?
Let me ask you. Why is it called One Piece?
Enjoy your hobby.
Because the One Piece is the.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The top treasure that is that every pirate is trying to get to.
All right. Now, the more you know. Yeah. You guys are all welcome for that free education and the tutorial that we just put on anime.
I think they get disappointed. They're like, oh, there's only one piece.
No, that's
we searched this whole treasure. There's
analysis.
Only one. That only
is,
one piece.
That's my punishment of people who yelled at me and said that I was naive for getting annoyed at Miles for going to anime con instead of showing up as a leader for his teammates. That was my revenge. You just got a full breakdown multiple anime cartoons.
I'd love to have you here, obviously, but it might be good the cabin trip is on the same weekend Miles comes back and speaks glowingly to the media.
I might just do like a full deep anime dive.
Might be good.
And just come out and mock him in anime terms.
You're going to study anime enough to a point so then you can actually mock him to his face.
Yes. Yes.
It's the only type of work that we do. It's like if I can find some way to turn it on you and to make it about yourself, we'll do that.
But I do think it's interesting. Like, I think the Browns, outside of my annoyance of Miles right now, I think the Browns are just inherently more likable. That's why I just don't think it makes... That's the biggest thing of why I wouldn't say anything on June 5th,
yes.
Well, yeah. Well, not just that. I mean... Joe Flacco.
You're always going to be more likable, and if your starting point is for the past 3 years we had Deshaun Watson on the team, like you are instantly going to be more likable.
I don't think. By the way, I think that's in some of the glow up that Albert put out there when we played that sound from Albert with us on Tuesday, where he said realistically, he expects the Browns to be competing for the playoffs in December
as a realistic goal. Yeah.
Like I think that's because he's like, well, they don't have that guy hanging around. That guy was such a problem. So like. Yeah, I don't think that's
we're kind of entering Cavs territory in a sense. What I mean by that is during the regular season, everyone just talked about how much fun this Cavs team is. You know, like because
I told you, the best 3-14 team in the NFL this year.
You said the most competitive 3-14.
That's the same thing.
You said not even the most. You said a competitive 3-14 team.
I argued
you cannot be a competitive 3-14. It doesn't exist.
They're not going to have a positive diff because apparently that's never happened.
Yeah,
but
we did the research on that.
It's going to be like -20, and you'll be like, "How are you 3-14 and -20?" And I'll be like, "It's just the diff. That's just how competitive they were."
I don't hate it. I enjoy it. I enjoy the fact that as we've inched closer and closer and we've gotten to see them, like even yesterday, Judkins and some of the cuts he was making, like they do give you reasons. But this is part of my problem, though, is that every NFL team, if you isolate it out, will give you enough reasons to get excited.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I think something you and I've talked about quite a bit is there's no 2017 Cleveland Browns in the NFL right now. There's no... whatever 3-year stretch the Dolphins had where they were obviously tanking as well just after the Browns tanking. That doesn't really exist right now in the NFL. And so that probably hurts the Browns' chances of being in kind of a very a league with a lot of parity even at the bottom. But, like, guys, so much of this is just, it's been really hard to talk about, think about, enjoy the Cleveland Browns. It's been a grind. All right? It's just been I don't feel that grind right now. Like yesterday we talked about Shador for 2 hours and we had some really fun creative angles, but like...
Which is funny because when we got in our meeting today and we threw out some more Shador angles that we'll get to later on today, in my mind I was like, we barely even talked about Shador yesterday.
Funny.
It was 2 hours. I was like, we barely talked about him.
Meanwhile, I was like, you know, I think we can give the kid a rest for today unless we have like a new angle on him.
In my mind, I'm like, I think we barely... got to touch the surface.
But like you asked the question in the pre-show, has this offseason been a breath of fresh air for Browns fans?
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot speak for everyone because judging on social media, there are people who are still in the nasty negative zone of where we were last year.
And they'll be there until they actually win a lot of games. For some people, that's just where they reside.
But like, and listen, and some of that's just, this is what happens when you make that trade and it doesn't work out. Well, that series of trade, including Baker going elsewhere and then eventually having success. But, like, for me, like, I am just excited. Like, guys, I don't want to say I don't care if the Browns win 3 games versus 10 games because I do care. But I'm excited to see what Judkins can do. And not just Judkins, but Samson. And I'm excited to see what the kids...
Bannon and all these guys.
Like, even, like, DeJuan and Zach Zinter. Like, can they take over spots in the O-line if there's an injury... specific to Zinter, can you like, can we all rally around the idea of the youth of this team? Because that's what I'm hopeful for. That's what brings me like that perma hope that we have where we talk brown and orange colored glasses.
Yeah, how do they replace JOK? Now, I will say there is a chance that around week 7 or week 8, if the quarterback situation just goes complete downhill, that and no, you always have a re-energizing moment, though, because there'll just be another quarterback waiting in the wings. So there'll be something to get us charged up a little bit. But yeah, there's a chance week 7 or week 8 where just we hit apathy and it's just not nearly as much fun as we thought it was going to be. But for right now, it seems like a lot of fun.
Robert sending in that there actually was a Roku anime. Yeah. So I don't know if you saw that in your Twitter there.
No, I must have missed that. Did the Fire Stick, did the Roku Stick, did they steal that off of the anime?
I don't know if he had a Fire Stick, but, you know, we hope he did.
What came first?
I think Roku.
The Roku Stick or the Roku, because it sounds like Goku, they just went with it.
Anime. Yeah, I think so. The anime Roku.
Well, I mean, hopefully they pay for that then.
I don't care. Either way. By the way, the update here, where do you see the Browns in December? Competing for the playoffs, in position for the number one pick and middle of the pack. Middle of the pack now at almost 50% there, having eaten into in position for number one pick, which is now down to about 42%. So you guys can vote there. I just think the question is, like, as a Browns fan, I feel set free from a fair amount of the things that were just driving me crazy and making it hard to be a Browns fan the past couple years. Has this offseason been a breath of fresh air for you as a fan? And robots, baseball, let's get it in quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/facts or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.